Yes. We exalt you because you are good, you are gracious. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do, all that you are, O God. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for all your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for taking care of us, for our households, for our families. We give you praise. We honor your name. We exalt you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Abba, Father. Thank you for all that you do. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your providence. Thank you for your provisions. We exalt you for all that you do, all that you are, O God, and all that you've been unto us. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. You are worthy, Abba, Father of our thanksgiving, Lord. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Receive all our praise. Receive all our thanksgiving tonight. We are grateful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy. Sing worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord of King of kings, Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you, King of kings. Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy, holy, you are holy,
King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you, Emmanuel. Your name
the Lord exalts his name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. And let's just give him praise. Let's lift his name up high. Love upon the Lord tonight. Father, we give you praise. Oh, Father, you are worthy this night. We declare you are Lord. We declare you Lord. We declare you Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we declare you are Lord. We declare there is none like you, Abba, Father. Oh, with our voices, with our hearts of all, we declare you are worthy, O God. Oh, receive all our praise tonight. Receive all our adoration tonight. Receive all our thanksgiving tonight. We bless your name because you deserve it all. Father, you are worthy. Father, you are worthy, we declare you are worthy. Oh, be lifted up high in the scriptures, be lifted up high in our homes, be lifted up high in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. You deserve it all, Abba Father. Take glory, Lord, take glory, take glory. Tonight, take glory, O God. Be lifted up in the scriptures, O God. Oh, we lift your name up high in the scriptures. We declare you are Lord, as we declare you are mighty, as we declare you are glorious, as in the name of Jesus, as we enthrone you in the spirit, so as we enthrone you in the spirit, so we declare you are Lord, as we declare you are Lord, as we declare you are mighty, O God, as for you are mighty in the spirit, so you are mighty in the spirit. Be lifted up high, Abba Father, oh, we bless your name, oh, Abba Father, we glorify your name tonight. We declare you are good, we declare you are God, indeed you are worthy of our praise, indeed you are worthy of our worship. We join our voices, O God, with the host of heaven, O God, we declare holy, holy are you, Lord God. God Almighty, in the split, 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 in the
You've got times and seasons in your hands. You call for to call us your own. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. He's got times and seasons in his hand. He calls for light out of darkness. He doesn't need a man to be the God he is, but he has chosen to call us his own. So you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for you are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for a human. You are God all by yourself. I want us to pray. We are committing tonight's meeting into God's hands. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come dwell in our midst, to come reign in our midst, to come do what He does best. Pray that the Holy Spirit will manage affairs in this place, that whoever is under the sound of our voices will not hear our voices, but the voice behind our voices, that the Lord Himself will meet each and every person at the point of their needs, that His name will be glorified in every life represented here tonight, and even watching online, that the Lord will reach out to each person, that He will glorify and magnify Himself in our lives tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we pray, we commit tonight into your hands, Lord. That's all we pray. We invite you, Holy Spirit. We declare, come and reign. Oh, we declare, come and be Lord in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the opportunity to meet together. We thank you for the opportunity to come to land. We declare, oh God, that we are grateful for your presence, oh God. Oh, come reign in this place, Holy Spirit. Oh, from beginning to end, I will be to the Lord. Oh, we pray, oh Lord, that you should be the mighty way of God. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Oh, such hearts and such minds, oh God. Oh, such spirits, oh God. Meet each and every person at the point of their need. In the name of Jesus Christ, that no one will be the same. That no one will be the same as you. In the name of Jesus, Oh, Father, I pray, oh God, touch spirit tonight, touch spirit tonight, in the name of Jesus, let burdens be lifted up, let burdens be lifted up, in the name of Jesus, may your name be exalted in this place, in the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified in this place, let your name be magnified in this place, in the name of Jesus, oh, let your name be lifted up high, oh God. Oh, let no one leave the same. Oh, be enthroned in the place of our Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Let's spend the next few seconds. Let's pray that even as we hear the word of God, we are led in prayer that the Lord himself will speak through Pastor Godfrey, that he will let us not just hear his voice, we will hear him, the Lord behind his voice, that he should just use him as an empty vessel and pour himself out into him in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that he will lift, oh God, that he must go fed into your hands, Lord. Father, we pray, Abba, Father, we pray that you, Lord, will pour yourself out into him, Lord, that, oh, Father, use him as a vessel to bless your people tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that let your Holy Spirit rest upon him, Lord, that the Father has been listening, oh God, that it will not be his voice, but your voice behind his voice, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Abba, Father, for your word that is about to come up, we thank you, oh Lord, that for the leading to pray and intercede and stand, oh God, in prayer, in the name of Jesus, we pray that even as we do this, oh God, I will not just be going through motions, Abba, Father, oh, we be doing, oh God, the right thing, oh God, as you want us to, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we are. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh. So you are wonderful, you are worthy, Lord. You are wonderful, you are worthy, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for tonight, Lord. We bless your name for all that you do in our lives. Father, it's by your grace we are here tonight. Many are the other places we could have found ourselves. Many are the other situations we could have been in. But by your grace, by your mercy, we are here tonight. And for that, we lift your name up high. For that, we declare you are good, Abba, Father.
We commit ourselves into your hands tonight. We invite you into this place. We invite you, O God, into this meeting. Let your name be glorified, Abba Father. Let your name be lifted up high, O God. That be set us aside, O God. That it may all be about you, O God, and you alone. We give you praise, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're going to do with us and through us tonight, O God. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining those online, those in person. Thank you for joining today. How are you all doing? Good. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. I will give a short, hopefully it's a short exhortation, and then we'll pray. Because I really want us to spend some time in prayer. But can we be on our feet if we can be on our feet? And I just want us to worship a little bit, and then we'll read the scriptures, and then we'll pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. As we sing, I want you to meditate on the words of the song, that indeed we are pouring out our heart unto him. There is none like our God. No matter what you are going through, no matter what situation you have going on, I want you to lay that aside. He says, come and bring your burdens unto him. And so we have come and we put our burdens onto him, and we just want to worship him. And so I want you to lift up your voice, even in this moment of worship, and just give him all the praise. There is none like our living God. There is none like him. There is none like him. Can you lift up your voice and bless him? Can you lift up your voice and exalt him? Can you lift up your voice and give him the worship that he is due? He is due. Our worship. The Bible says he seeks them, he looks for them that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And so tonight we have gathered here to exalt his holy name from the depths of our hearts. From the depths of our hearts, we can only give him our worship. We can only give him the fruit of our lips tonight. Can you lift up your voice wherever you are online in person? Can you lift up your voice and begin to exalt him up, and begin to lift him up, and begin to glorify his name? Badoshi kiyada baradosa, yenemeko shakiriyata, radabadoshada, lekiyanemedoska tabasoka payandebe. Repetosha yande me kapadosa, lekameni anda baratos kapaya, irradadadada kanda badosha, lekanda masotele kapa. Yande me kosha, we exalt your holy name. We give you all the glory. You alone deserve it, Lord. You alone deserve it, O God. Yakaba, Radama Papayanoshada, Lekayan Nemezota. Oh, lift up his holy name. There is none like our living God. There is none compared to him. There is none beside him. Before him, there was none. After him, there will be none. He is Alpha and he is Omega. He is the beginning and he is the ending. There is no God like our God. There is no one beside him. The one who sits upon the circles of the earth. There is none like him. We give you all the glory tonight. Tonight we exalt you. Tonight we lift you up, O God. Tonight we lift you up, O God. For there is none like unto you, Lord. There is none beside you, O God. We give you glory. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, and worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve worthy is your name. And worthy is your name, Jesus. And you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name to
be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the
name. Be exalted. This place, you alone deserve our praise.
You're the
name. We sing the sweetest sacrifice. I am your worship. I sang this little sacrifice. I am your worship. Receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Lord, I sacrifice. I am your worship. Father, we honor your name. We glorify you because there is none like you. There is none compared to you. Receive this living sacrifice. Receive our worship tonight, Lord. We have gathered before you, not before men. And so we ask that, Lord, have your way in our midst. Let us not leave the same. Visit us tonight. Let us leave here encouraged. Let us leave here empowered. Let us leave here filled with your spirit. Let us leave here enlightened by the power of your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Can we please have our seats? God bless you. We will today. I want us to look at a quick topic. We will look at Genesis chapter 28. I think maybe some of us might be familiar with it. There are a lot of scriptures, but hopefully I'll make it short and then we can pray. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 22. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 22. The topic of our exhortation tonight is the gate of heaven. The gate of heaven. The gate of heaven. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 22. I will quickly read it from the New King James Version. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 22. So the Bible says, "Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up upon the earth. And its top reached to heaven, reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." Amen.
Amen.
All right, so our main focus is from verse 16. It says, "Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. Surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gates of heaven." Amen.
Amen.
Says, he was afraid and he said, verse 17, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven." Verse 18, it says, "Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put his head, that he has put at his head, and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city had been Luz previously." Verse 20. "Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you." Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I know it's a lot of verses that we've gone through, but there are a lot of things to get out of there, but I want us to focus on the gate of heaven. What what Jacob said. So Jacob was moving from his father's house, right? Isaac had prayed for him. He was moving, and Isaac advised him that he should go. He shouldn't marry from their land. He should go to his uncle's house. And so on the journey, he came to this place. The Bible says the place was called Luz, Luz. It was called Luz before it was called Bethel. He came to a place where he found a stone, slept on it, and had a dream. He had a very powerful dream. The dream that he had was that he saw a ladder from the earth to the heaven. And on top of that ladder was the Lord. And there were angels ascending and descending. This was where he was sleeping. And when he got up, he made a declaration that surely this is the house of the Lord. He says, surely this is the house of the Lord, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the house of the Lord, and this is the gate of heaven. We'll bring it home. But I'll try and go through some of my notes here to notify that the gate of heaven symbolizes a bridge. You know, what he saw was that there was a ladder that went up to heaven, and there were angels that were ascending and descending. And you ask yourself, what is that motion about? Jesus said maybe if you can go there, John 1:51. Jesus said a similar thing here, John chapter 1, verse 51. But he saw the motion of angels. Angels were coming and going. They were going, and the Lord was standing at the top. So John chapter 1, verse 51, Jesus said this to Nathanael. He said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The angels of God will be ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. I just want to throw this perspective in the New Testament so we realize that there is a link. And I said here that this also represents access to a divine experience. So he saw a ladder, and there were angels coming, angels ascending and descending. The movement of angels are very interesting. And so as Christians, we need to pray to God to give us understanding. So Jacob was sleeping in a place where there were angels moving up and down. The heaven was open. And it says, surely the Lord is here, and I did not know. And this is the house of God. And if you read, if we read, go back to, I believe it's Genesis, we don't have to read it, but Genesis chapter 12, that Abraham was on this land. And Abraham also erected an altar in this very same place, erected an altar. So this kind of experience, this kind of experience can be accomplished through altars. So we see that in this land where Jacob is sleeping, Abraham was also at the same place, that Abraham erected an altar. And after his experience, after Jacob's experience, we also see in the verses that we read that Jacob also erected an altar. The Bible says that stone that he slept on, he poured oil on it and called that place Bethel, called that place the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's follow. I want us to follow. Because God has a very powerful experience for us. Through this, what he's trying to say. The Bible reveals that Abraham set up an altar between Bethel, which is called Luz. So at that time, he did it. The place was called Luz and Ai. So after several years, like I said, Jacob finds himself in that same place and experiences this supernatural activity. Because the presence of God never left. The presence of a divine being never left the place. It was only up to someone who is spiritual enough to have that experience. Hallelujah. It was only up to someone who can discern to have that experience. So what would you say an altar is? An altar is a platform upon which sacrifices are made. And we've heard it a lot of times. It is a platform where sacrifices are made. It's also a place where the divine, God meets humanity. So in terms of us as Christians, we'll say that it is a place where God meets humanity. That's the way God can interact with man, through our altar. Amen.
Amen.
That's the place God can interact with man. Why is this very important to us? Why is this very important to us? You know, the Bible says in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that God created us in his image. God created us in his image and likeness. In Genesis 1, verse 26, God created us in his image. What that means is, in his image, God created us in his image. What that means is that how, we are all from Africa. So you see how these evil people, like people who worship spirits, evil spirits and stuff like that. So you can pick up a bottle, you can pick up a stone, and then you can call a spirit into that. So if you look at the root of that word, it means a god. Like the root of the word image, it means like an idol. So what God did was that God created a being and put a spirit in it. So like how an idol is created, how in our own, you know, I don't say in our own version, but how, you know, demonic people and evil people do it, right? They have a body which can be a stone, can be a wood or a piece of wood or whatever. And they call a spirit into it. That's what God did to us. And so when you talk to that idol, you are talking to the spirit, you are talking to the God, the evil spirit behind that thing. Hallelujah. If you talk to the idol in a shrine, you are talking to the entity. It's not, you are not talking to that piece of wood. You are talking to the entity behind it. So that's what God has made us. He has made us in his image, that when we show up, we are showing forth God. Amen. So the piece of wood itself, it's not the God because of the spirit behind it. So we technically are not God, but we are representing a deity. We are representing God. God wants to express himself through us. And the only way God can express himself through us is that we become the altar. Amen. The only way God can express himself through us is that we become the altar. So in the Old Testament, he showed us similitudes. He showed us different ways where altars are created. And I like the testimony of Jacob, because Jacob said that this is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So when we fast forward going to the New Testament, the Bible makes us understand that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we are the house of God. The only way we can function fully as the house of God is that we have a good altar in us, is that we have a good platform in us for God to dwell in, for God to come and express himself. Can we look at, sorry, can we look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. This is Paul is praying and he's begging us by the mercies of God. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. This is your reasonable service. Paul is telling us that what we have to do is that our bodies should be living sacrifices. Holy. Holy means that it's been set apart. It has been dedicated, committed to the use of God. This is our bodies. And he says, acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. And so, like I was saying, in Genesis 28, we see how altars are working. You know, Abraham came into that land, built an altar. Jacob went into that land, and he didn't even realize that there were things going on. There was a divine presence. There were angels moving. He didn't even realize it until he slept. And the Bible says he had a dream. And so when he woke up, his testimony is that indeed this place is the house of God. And so he's trying to paint a picture of how the house of God should be. Amen. And Jesus in John chapter 1, verse 51, now comes to say that you will see, he was telling Nathaniel that you will see even more than these things. Now you will see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Amen.
Amen.
And so it is very important that as Christians, if we want to experience God, I know I'm rushing through this, we are not taking our time to dissect this, but if we want to experience God, if we want to host God, like what Romans 12:1 is saying, that we have to be living sacrifices, we have to build an altar. We have to look within our hearts. That's why the Bible says, guard your hearts. You know, you guard your heart. For out of it are the issues of life. And I was listening to someone and I had to even go look into it. And it says the issues of life, if you look at the even the translation, it's talking about the borders of life. Out of it are the borders of life. So we have to look within our hearts. Look within our hearts. What are some of the things that we need to sacrifice? This is the place, this is a platform, like we said, an altar is a platform where sacrifices are made. And Romans is saying that we should be living sacrifices. So like we see in the Old Testament, there were sacrifices when people sin, they will have to make a certain kind of sacrifices. When you go to war, you win the, you know, you get the spoils and all of that. There's a kind of sacrifice you present. And so all of these things now in the New Testament, saying that we should be living sacrifices. God is demanding something out of us. God is demanding that we can be that gate of heaven. Like how Jacob goes into a place, encounters an altar, and encounters a spiritual activity. Encounters an open heaven and sees the ladder, that when people meet us, they will encounter God. They will experience God. This is the thoughts of God. This is the mindset of God. This is why he created us. Can we quickly look at one of my favorite scriptures, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Let me read some of the things I wrote here. It says, the altar, like I said before, the altar is where God meets humanity. It's a platform where God will meet humanity through sacrifices, and God establishes a covenant. A conducive atmosphere is created for the divine that honors the altar. So if you create, again, like I was saying, if you create, I don't know if I should even say this. If you create a demonic presence, there is a demon that will come. So if you create Okay, let me give a practical example. If, for lack of a better example, if you watch porn, for instance, you create a certain atmosphere, and the spirit that you experience is the spirit of lust, because that's the spirit behind that. Amen. So you are an active participant of the kind of atmosphere you are creating around you. So if you create a worship experience, the God behind the worship visits. Amen. The God, if you create, a godly environment, the God behind that, or that's how you build an altar. If you are building a prayer life, the God behind that prayer, unless that altar, he shows up, because that's where God meets humanity, that altar. So you create an altar of worship, an altar of prayer, whatever altar you are building, that is where God shows up. So that's where you see the Old Testament, wherever they move to, they will build an altar because they want God to show up. And one of the altars that we see is the Ark of the Covenant. Right? The Ark of the Covenant was how God showed Moses to build the ark with colors, with dimensions, and how God was able to be hosted on earth because of all of those things they did. We've done the Bible studies on the Ark of the Covenant, but we can go through it, one of these days, that there were these specific things. It's like building a shrine, right? There were these specific things that God asked Moses to put in there. And so you can't even go to the Holy of Holies. At that time, there was just one priest that would go there once a year. And even if he goes there and he's sinful, they tie a rope around him. So if he goes and he dies, nobody can go and bring the body. So they will have to pull him out. That's how holy the Holy of Holies is. That's how Romans 12:1 is telling us. You don't show me. I'll just read it. But that's what Romans 12:1 is telling us, that we present our bodies to, because God is calling us into a very holy place. God is calling us into a holy place where He, God, can be hosted in us, and then we can express Him. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, "But we all with unveiled faces." So here Paul was, before this, he was talking about how the veil has been taken off. When Jesus died, the veil has been taken off. And it says, if anyone tests the Lord, can we go to verse 17? Verse 17 says, now the Lord is the spirit of, verse 16. Let me see if we find it. That's 16. Yeah, verse 16 says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Can we jump to 18? And so he says that, but we all, with unveiled faces, so now we have unveiled faces, there's no veil, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of God. So he says that when we behold the glory of God, it's like we have a mirror before us. When we behold, sorry. When we behold the glory of God, it says we behold the glory of God as we look at a mirror and are being transformed in the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So, like we're saying in Genesis 1:26, the Bible says God created us in His image. So that's the kind of image God is looking for. Because the image was corrupted because of sin, right? That image was corrupted. And so now Paul is saying that what we need to do is to behold the glory of God. We need to put ourselves in activities that will make us behold the glory of God. We need to engage in things that will make us behold the glory of God. Because as we behold that glory, we are being transformed into that same image. That same image, nothing different. The same image, that same image as the glory of God. We are transformed into that same image, but from glory to glory. as we keep holding, we keep beholding. As we keep beholding, we are transformed from glory to glory. I'll read these last 3 points and then we'll pray. It says, God wants your heart as an altar where he would dwell. There are a lot of things that have taken away our hearts from God. You know, when I always go back to the parable of the seed sower, that as powerful as the seed is, the seed, which is the word of God, as powerful as the seed is, the seed couldn't grow in certain environments. That is the word of God. That, for me, that blows my mind. Because you would expect that the word of God is very powerful and it should grow anywhere. But if it falls on rocky soil, if it falls in thorns, it's not able to grow. So the environment we create in our hearts is very important. Some of us have bitterness. Some of us, the cares of this world, you know, we are going through certain things. So we are not able to condition our hearts. We are not able to guard our hearts. It's a very important thing. I know it's challenging, but it is only by the Spirit, you know, like in this verse, the last part, it says, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. It is only by the Holy Spirit we can be transformed to that same glory, that same image from glory to glory by the Holy Spirit. So it says, God wants your heart as an altar for him to express himself, for him to dwell in. He needs your heart. He needs your heart, that whatever is going on within your heart, for us it's money. For some of us, it's money. For some of us, it could be our jobs. It's not to take them away, but to make sure that our hearts are circumcised to the Lord. Our hearts are circumcised to the Lord. And you can see throughout the scriptures that that is what God did to Abraham, right? That's what God did to Moses. God wants to check all of our hearts. God wants to deal with our hearts. The second one says, God wants to have full expression in our lives and on the earth through our lives. He wants to have full expression. And this demands total surrender, total surrender, total, that we surrender everything unto him. Sometimes we think that God is a wicked God. Sometimes, you know, when we talk about total surrender, it feels like you have to lose everything. But whatever you feel you're going to lose, he gives more as long as your heart is with him. Amen. A third point, transformation to the image, like we've read, transformation to the image of God is by beholding the glory of God. Whatever activity you do to behold the glory of God. And one thing I can assure you that for me is my experience. I love to worship in your closets. Prayer and worship, God always shows up. His glory always comes. And so if you behold his glory, you are transformed into that same image. Can we be upstanding tonight? Can we be upstanding tonight even as we pray? God wants to deal with our hearts tonight. God wants a platform upon which he can express himself. He wants to show up in our lives. He wants to choose us for his glory. And so tonight we have come before him and we want to reach out to him. It can only be done by the Holy Spirit. It can only be done by the Holy Spirit. And so tonight I want us to pray. First of all, I want us to pray and ask for the mercies of God. For some of us, our attention has been drawn away from God for a long time. For a long time, we've lost track. We've lost touch with him. And so we want to come back. We want to come back to the heart of worship. We want to come back to the Lord. We want to, you might not even have lost your faith, but then you can see the distance. You can feel the distance that you have with him. And tonight he's calling you, like he wants to, he seeks. I like that verse in John chapter 4. The Bible says he seeks for them that will worship him. The truth and the Spirit. He's seeking for us. He's seeking for us as long as we turn to the Lord, like we read in 2 Corinthians. As we turn to the Lord, it says the veil will be taken. And so tonight we want to thank and give to the Lord. We want to come back to the Lord. So I want you to lift up your voice and ask for his mercy. That Lord, show me mercy. That Father, forgive me for whatever I have done to stay away from your presence, to stay away from you. Tonight I have come. I pray for your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus? Father, show us mercy. Show us mercy tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have come to you. Your word says we should boldly come before your throne of grace, and you will show us mercy, and you will give us grace in time of need. Tonight we have come, O Lord. We have come to ask for your mercy, Lord. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever we have held in our hearts, O God, whatever I have held in my heart, O God, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Show me mercy, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. Show me mercy, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O God, Madosha Yadaba, Rende Kahaya Sandereyaba, Lekaya Nebedoshada, have mercy, O God, have mercy, O Lord, the bitterness in my heart, Lord, have mercy, O God, the lust in my heart, Lord, have mercy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sinner, every weakness, Lord, forgive us, Lord, show us mercy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your grace abound. Mados kapayada, rende da 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 kapaliyada, leka da ba dosha da ba da ba. Ekayan nebeliata, rande de kalabada, rapapadiata, lekadabado shadabadaba, randa da 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 kalabaliata, rende de kayandabalaba, yakatabado shatalalalalala, randa da 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 kalabalaba, yakadabadabadaba, lepandabado skapeliapa, rapapende bediapa, lepande bediakapa, rapandabado skapalia. Le paya kanda balaba, yakada badaba, le kanda bado shada badaba, rada da 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 kala balaba, yakanda da 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 kala balaba, rapa panda badaba, yakada badaba do shada badaba, le panda bedi yakapa in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over our lives, we plead the blood over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. We want to pray that every ungodly orders that have been lifted in our lives, we want to break them tonight. For some of us, the activities we have engaged in, even in our past lives, could be money, pride, lust, the addictions we have. It has been built an altar. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. I'll quickly read it here. All things are lawful for me, But all things are not helpful. He says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. He says, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. For some of us, we can't just control ourselves when we see certain things. We've allowed certain things to have control over us because an altar, an ungodly altar has been built. And so tonight, I want you to lift up your voice. For some of us, it could be anger, the lust, bitterness, things we have gone through, the traumas we have gone through in our lives, whatever altars, demonic altars that have been lifted in our lives, our past experiences, our past engagements have brought in our lives. I want you to lift up your voice tonight that every yoke be broken, every altar be destroyed, ungodly altars, evil altars be destroyed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. It has no control over our lives. It has no power over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Mato Shadaya, Renda Bada Mato Shadaya, Renda Katanda Dadaba, Rapapadia Kapada Badaba, Yakanda Mato Shada Badaba, Rambada Bada Kada Badaba, Randa Mato Shadaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, lift up every stronghold, be destroyed, every altar of darkness be broken up. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 every addiction, Lord, I have no control over my life. I reject every control of darkness over my life. I denounce Makapeliata, Rapadianda Balaba, Rapaliata Dabadaba, Yan Kapalabada, Ayanda Badaba, every addiction, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, be destroyed. Ayanda Barapapa, Yakadaba, Dokayan Palaba, Ipariada Badaba, Lekayanda Badaba, Lekayana Badaba. Magabaya bala bala bala, da 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 bala bala, ya kala bala 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 bala, ya da 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 bala bala, leka da bala 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 bala, ra ba da ba da bala bala, leka di ya kala bala bala. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I will be a living sanctuary. Oh, Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary. Oh, our last prayer. Our last prayer. Our time is almost up. Let's do this last prayer. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. I will quickly read here. It says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? The Bible says you are not your own. Verse 20 says, for you were bought at a price. You were bought at a price. It says you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are God's. Tonight, I want you to pray a prayer of surrender. You are asking that God come and have your way. In my heart, let my heart be the altar upon which you are glorified. Fill me with your spirit. Tonight, I want you to have your way in me. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says you are not your own. You have been bought. You have been bought with a price, with the blood of the Son of God. And so tonight, I want you to come before him with an open heart, that you are saying, Lord, have your way. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my marriage. The things that I think I have control over, I give it all unto you, my career. It is in your hands, Lord. My children, they are in your hands. This ministry, it is in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, have control, Lord. You have control. Be enthroned upon my heart, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, my let Hayada have your way, Lord. And let Hayada have your way, Spirit of God. Have your way, O God. In me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be enthroned in our hearts. Be enthroned in our hearts. Be enthroned in our hearts, Lord. Hayada, Lord. Spirit of Ayana, but they don't have control of our control of our bodies, don't have control of our minds, don't have control of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, Makapalia, Rapel. I Holy Spirit, Lamb of fire, oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. If you are here and you struggle with any addictions, any form of unforgiveness, bitterness, you can lift up your voice, your hands, and we can pray with you. For those online too, you can lift up your hands and we can pray with you. If you are battling with unforgiveness, bitterness, any addictions, or anything in the past that you keep, it keeps repeating in your life, any, things you probably did in the past sense that you think is still haunting you. You see things in your dreams. You want to break that thing off. I want you to lift up your hands even as we pray with you. If there's anyone, for those online too, if there's anyone, please show my hands and then we can pray with you before we close. Okay. Do you mind if I pray with you? It's not for you to answer. If you don't answer, come forward and I'll pray with you. Father, I pray for your daughter. I pray that Lord, you will touch her heart by the power of your Holy Spirit, even as I hold her hands. Let this be your hands, Lord. Every pain, every bitterness, every trauma, Whatever there is, I pray, Lord, you know. We bring them all, giving up on her life in the mighty name of Jesus. It has no power over her life, Lord. It has no control over her life, Lord. And so tonight we pray that she is set free in Jesus' mighty name by the fire of the Holy Spirit and by the power of your Holy Spirit, which set her free, Lord. She is free in the mighty name of Jesus. She is free in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power of hell, I come against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, touch the hearts of your handmaiden. Fill her heart with peace. Peace beyond understanding. Joy beyond understanding. In the mighty name of your son Jesus. Amen. Father, I pray for my brother. And I also ask our Lord that your hand rest upon his life. Touch his heart, Lord. Every pain, every bitterness, whatever he's going through, we have patience. We break it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of your Holy Spirit and by the blood of your son, Jesus. For by your stripes, O God, we are healed. And so I pray that heal he, O God, of any pain. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let your peace that surpasses all understanding, O God, fill his heart and mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will have peace, O God, when you will have peace that has no borders. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every cancer, every plan of darkness, I come against it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way over my life. Have your way over my heart, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is established in your name, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can we pray? Can we pray? Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, for your word. That indeed, this is the house of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, we are the gate of heaven. Indeed, Lord, have your way in us. Be enthroned in our hearts, oh God. Indeed, oh God, live within our lives, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, whoever is struggling, Father, I pray that, Lord, you will be with them. I pray that every load, every burden be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory be seen in our lives. Let your healing be seen in our lives, Lord. Let your wealth be seen in our lives. Let your power be seen in our lives. Let your wisdom be seen in our lives. Let your light shine through us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Indeed, we are for signs and we are for wonders, oh God. As we live this place, oh God, we are signs and wonders to our generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that, Father, let your spirit lead us in all that we do. Father, keep us, oh Lord, by your spirit. Embrace us, each and every one of us. Those that made it, those that could not make it, let your hand rest upon each and every life. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for tonight. We thank God for all that he's done for us tonight. And before we go, I'll just talk about a few announcements. The first one is about our picnic. As you all know, it's happening on July 5th, which is next Saturday. I'm excited. I don't know how to be excited. I am excited for it. And we have a few last minute registrants, people who want to go with us. Please, please, please reach out to us. Reach out to us and then let us know, so that we can incorporate you in the logistics for next Saturday. And also, we are going to temporarily create a WhatsApp page, just a chat, just to and exchange information about the employees out there. So if you see us create a page, it's just to share information regarding that, and then after the information, just delete it. And also, we have the awakening nights coming out on July 18th. And I don't know, but you're also very excited for that night. We are really looking forward for God to do amazing things in our lives. And I hope that you come with a heart, a receptive heart, a heart that's ready to receive from God, a heart that's ready to receive from the Holy Spirit. And I believe that God is going to meet each and every one of us at the point of our need.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yesterday
was so can you please say
something? And one thing happened, you can say what over here.
They can see the
cake. Don't appreciate it. Yeah, so let's start saying happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
May God bless you now. May God bless you now. May God bless you now.
We cut this cake in the name of God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Hey, 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 hey,
okay, I want us to take just a few seconds. I want us to just quickly, just 10 seconds. Let's just stretch our hands for forgiveness and let us be aware of blessing in this man. Thank you.
Bless him, O God, and in the name of Jesus, let your spirit, O God, that it rest upon him, O God. Let your spirit rest upon him, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit rest upon him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless him beyond his wildest imagination, Lord. Father, use him for your glory. Use him for your glory. In the name of Jesus, use him for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise for Prophet Life. Father, we pray, we lift him into your hands. We pray that your hand will continually rest upon him, Lord. Father, let your Holy Spirit brood upon him, Lord. Father, we pray that you will nurture him, O God, and continue to let him grow in stature, in wisdom, just like our Lord did. And Father, use him for your glory. Use him for your glory, Lord, and surround him with your presence always, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray and share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Well, good night to all the people online. And we are
good night.
Welcome to the cave virtually.